Alison will start us off with some of this week's stories.
One of the long-running Norwich sagas was in the headlines again, with news that the proposed Western Link of the NDR is being paused, and that the controversy involving everyone from MPs to evening news readers continues. Norwich City Council itself was also repeatedly in the news, with stories about councillors' pay, temporary staff costs, awful social housing, and a spongy city plan. But before we explain spongy cities, Phil will start us off with yet more news about the NDR.
The controversial Norwich Western Link Road is to be paused by council bosses, while leaders plea for the government to salvage the under-threat scheme. Norfolk County Council is to stop further work and planning for the 3.9-mile road after officials acknowledged it has little chance of happening, after opposition from government adviser Natural England. The Conservative-run council has called on the government to intervene to allow the road, which would connect the A47 to the Northern Distributor Road west of Norwich, to go ahead. But they acknowledge they might be forced to consider a Plan B. While leaders are reluctant to entertain the possibility of a road they made a priority in 2019 and have spent almost £50 million on, not happening, they are ready to press the government to make available the £213 million originally earmarked for the scheme to provide alternatives. The fate of the road was plunged into doubt after Natural England objected, because the road would threaten the population of protected Barbastel bats. Natural England also signalled that it would be unlikely to be awarded the environmental licence needed to disturb the bats, so the scheme could be built.
Norfolk MPs are at loggerheads over the future of the Norwich Western Link, with one saying it's time to kill off the scheme and another saying the government must intervene to get it built. Norfolk County Council announced it intends to reduce spending and pause the planning process for the 3.9-mile road, which would connect the Norwich Northern Distributor Road to the A47 near Honingham. Officers acknowledge that the £274 million scheme has little chance of happening due to opposition from the government adviser Natural England because of protected bats. But Jerome Mayhew, Conservative MP for Broadland and Fakenham, said, "If the government is serious about growing the economy, then it needs to step in and solve this issue." However, Clive Lewis, Labour MP for Norwich South, said it was time to kill off for good this ruinously expensive and environmentally destructive zombie road scheme. The council has already spent close to £50 million on the project.
Members of Norwich City Council have voted to give themselves a pay rise above the rate of inflation. Councillors voted unanimously in favour of this boost, at a time when the authority needs to be making millions of pounds in savings and is facing scrutiny over its use of funds. The increase will see more members claim an additional £550 a year to cover travel and admin costs and compensate for the hours spent in their roles. The decision was defended in aid of attracting more working-age people into politics, who may have to sacrifice paid work to take up council duties. The allowances are to recognise the time put in by councillors, who do not receive a salary, in helping their constituents and attending meetings. The allowance rise of 3.3% was recommended by an independent panel and accepted by councillors at a meeting.
City Hall leaders claim to have a grip on their spiralling spending on temporary staff after it was revealed that some are being paid almost £1,000 a day. Louise Rawsthorne, the chief executive at Norwich City Council, made a highly unusual address to councillors amid growing outrage at its spending on freelance or agency workers. New figures show council spending on interim staff has increased by around 240% over the last few years, despite it facing huge budget pressures, with these outgoings now at around £5 million. However, Ms. Rawsthorne claims the authority is doing everything in its power to tackle the issue and has already dramatically slashed its temporary workforce. Like many local authorities, Norwich City Council has contracts with temporary staffing agencies to provide workers for short-term and temporary vacancies. The authority spent around £5.1 million on these workers in the 2023-24 financial year in departments such as IT services, development management, housing and environmental protection. This is a stark increase from around £3.8 million in 2022-23, £2.6 million in 2021-22 and £1.5 million in 2020-21.
Norwich City Council has been criticised for being one of the worst performing in the country when it comes to social housing. The authority was slammed by a city councillor for putting lives at risk when a report released by a public body, Housing Ombudsman Service, HOS, rated City Hall poorly in comparison to other councils around the UK. It found that between April 2023 and March 2024, Norwich City Council paid out more than £11,000 in compensation to tenants who had suffered with below-standard properties, poorly handled complaints and reports of antisocial behaviour. A spokesman for Norwich City Council has apologised to anyone impacted by the issues highlighted in the report and promised that they are actively working to improve housing conditions in the city, including improving the way complaints are managed. The HOS is a public body and a free service for council tenants, which makes the final decision on disagreements between residents and landlords.
Norwich is set to join New York, Shanghai and Cardiff as a spongy city. City Hall will be combating the growing threat of flash flooding by transforming the city into a sponge. Spongy cities are designed to absorb rainwater by using green spaces to help lower the amount of extra rainwater hitting the sewers. The initiative will make the city greener by increasing tree cover, expanding green spaces and creating new living roofs and rain gardens. By committing the council to more sustainable flood prevention, this spongy city resolution marks a shift toward long-term thinking, creating a safer, more sustainable city that can adapt to the unpredictable climate challenges ahead.